Don't nervous, you're making me nervous. Hi everyone. Yo, okay, that high was high. Hi.
She didn't cut this out.
So for my first episode, it's sort of an introductory episode. I just want you guys to get to know who I am, what I do. So what I do is I sit at home and I do shit else. A shit bag that doesn't do much. No, I'm kidding.
She's really an amazing person.
So yeah, no, I'm an unemployed graduate. Recently did my MSc in town planning. Studied science at UNAM. Went abroad for my master's. I'm back now. The job market is brutal. Everyone I know, a lot of other brilliant people are sitting at home. It's kind of sad, man. So I've always wanted to have a podcast, so I thought, I just thought that I might as well get the conversation going in, you know, conversations that I'm interested in about, etc., etc. So what I'll be doing for each episode is that I'll have a guest, some people that I know very well, like today we have my best friend. Other days, I don't know, anyone that I admire, people who have time for me, all of that. And then we'll talk a little bit about a social topic or anything current, you know, something. Yeah, what do you call it when something is controversial? What do they call it?
Controversial?
Yeah, but there's a nicer synonym for that. Okay, whatever. Something controversial, like today what was happening. People were talking about child abuse because of the video that came out. But I don't think we want to talk about that. Basically, we'll have a discussion, a short discussion, and then after that we'll have a fuck, marry, kill, not including people. But next week one has people, unfortunately, because China doesn't listen to rules. But yes, so we'll have a fuck, marry, kill, and then we'll shout out a black business. Any black business, so feel free to DM me if you want me to give your business a shout out on this platform. I don't know if people are going to be listening anyway. But yes. So for those that you don't know, a fuck, marry, kill is basically a simple game in which you fuck, marry, or kill. So it was with people. So people would be like Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
I'd kill all of them.
Yeah. But because we're not mean, I want our fuck, marry, kills to be very unique and specific to each episode. So like, for instance, if we like eating like I do, we can have fuck, marry, kill bread, pasta, and rice.
I'd definitely kill rice. I hate rice.
Okay, who are you fucking and who are you marrying?
I would marry pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fuck the bread.
Sure, okay. We're
definitely killing the rice.
No. Out of all of those, the least fattening, I believe, is rice. And I feel like I would have brown rice. I don't really like or enjoy rice, but I'm marrying rice because I just feel like it's the healthiest option. Pasta is like boiled bread. Bread has to go. When I stopped eating bread, I lost so much weight. That was when I was a kid. I'm back now, but I'm not eating bread.
I don't know. Bread's like the easiest meal. And depending on the type of bread, it's very beautiful. Rice on the other hand,
I've had some good sandwiches.
Rice, on the other hand, for me, doesn't do it.
Have you ever had egg fried rice?
I've had. But still, it's good. It lasts for like an hour in my stomach. And after that, I get super hungry. Oh, it gets like digested fast.
I think it's just, yeah, I don't know, carbs and starches do that. Because that's, you also crash with bread and potatoes. Yeah. Okay, but this is not this episode's Fuck, Marry, Kill. Because we're going to be speaking about anime, or because anime brought us together, we'll have an anime Fuck, Marry, Kill. We'll have one for males and one for females. Lead characters. Is that cool?
I'm already thinking about Hisoka.
Hisoka has to die.
He really has to die.
But he added the sauce and the spice to Hunter Hunter.
Like, at first, initially, I didn't know what was going on with him. But in the end, I was like, oh, that's what's going on.
I didn't think he had an attraction to them. I think he likes strength. Because yeah, he also had an obsession with Crollo from the...
Yeah, it's more for just the strength and watching, especially Gon and Killua, watching them grow.
And they had a lot of strength and potential.
Exactly, the potential. Yeah. I think for him, that does it.
That's what turned him on. It wasn't the fact that they were kids, right?
Yeah. It's not like he's a pit or whatever. Mm. At least that's better.
Yeah, than him being a pedo.
But he's messed up.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm glad that you finally got to start this podcast, because I have been saying for years that you should start it. And finally, we're here. So, cheers to that.
We're here. Oh, guys, we're drinking a little bit.
Some wines.
Yeah, some wines. in the middle of a pandemic. And, you know, the nice thing is that I saw a lot of people really bring out other sides to them. Everybody was baking bread, making fit cooks. Like, everyone became a chef.
Yeah, I think this was a time where we really had to discover who we really are. Like, yeah, to find out our likes.
Who you are besides the noise.
Soul search.
Especially because lockdown, you can't go out.
Yeah, we had no choice but to look within.
I'm pretty sure some people didn't introspect, though. Some people are too scared to face their friend.
No, some...
It's not an easy thing to do.
It's really not. Some were very depressed. Like, it had different effects on everybody.
Yeah. I have a cousin who said that a lot of people didn't enjoy staying home, and for the first time, for some, it's because they didn't make their homes homely.
Exactly.
Apparently, people would just come from work and go out, and then come home after, like, a few beers or something, and sleep, and wake up and go to work. The weekend, you're chilling with your friends. You don't really... You just sleep at home. You don't spend time at home. And it made some have to make their homes comfortable and make it just, you know... Yeah, because I was talking to Trisha. Trisha's my other best friend, guys. And then yesterday, she was here, and she said she knows why I don't leave the house because she feels like my home is homely. But yeah, what do you think? Is it homely?
This place is beautiful. I wouldn't leave either. The pandemic was, I think, benefited the introverts. This was our time to shine.
I was so happy. You don't understand. This was
our time to shine. You didn't have to make up excuses anymore.
In the middle of a pandemic? And things that we were doing, all of a sudden, everybody... Like, I don't know. I have this thing where a certain social media platform, I'm on it before it's the thing here.
Yeah,
I remember joining Facebook years before anyone was on. Same with Twitter and Snapchat.
You're always on first.
Yeah, and now like TikTok, a lot of people I knew were like not bothered by TikTok, but now we're all on TikTok. Not all of us are making TikToks, but we all, you know.
Yeah, because not all of us are that funny, unfortunately.
You can lucky you don't even you. Need original content.
I will think about it. I am still very hesitant on getting TikTok.
Oh, you don't have a TikTok.
I still don't.
I send you too many TikToks.
No, I watch it. I view them.
On get the browser. Them.
Yeah, on the browser.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I just thought that this is one thing that I'm going to miss. But then it's really hard because it's like it's where it's at now.
I remember. And have you realized that they all kind of merge? Before TikTok,
mm-hmm.
you'd scroll through your meme pages on Instagram and it's tweets.
Yeah.
So that's actually why I started tweeting again.
So now...
Because that's where the original content is.
Yeah, because when the Instagrammers are laughing at the memes from Twitter, we already seen them.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. It's like,
what, really? You're all just seeing this now?
Exactly. Or when somebody sends you the thing on WhatsApp and you're like, sweetie.
And you have to be nice and just throw in a few laughing emojis.
my least favorite thing is when somebody thinks I'm a funny person and... And then they think they know my sense of humor, and now they just send me jokes, and they are so painful. And it's like, no, I've got a really dark humor.
I'm about all the dark humor, and a lot of the times I have to restrain from posting on my stories, especially WhatsApp, because I didn't block my family members.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want them; they're not ready to see that side of me. But I have a cousin who's always posting the darkest shit ever, and. He's always funny, and I wish I could repost. I wish I had his strength.
Just
but then,
do it.
With him, he blocked his family members.
Oh, okay. No, when you have blocked your family members, it's something else.
So yeah, I do.
With me, I started disappointing them from an early age. So now, it can only go up from here.
No, I do post some. Like, I just really try to filter. There are some that are so dark, some people just wouldn't really understand. But I try to filter them.
I have a few people. I'll try to get another one of my friends on this podcast. He's has really dark humor, so I'll either send them to King here or him, and it's like, this is a safe space and we'll laugh. So what brings you here to Namibia? That's what I want to talk about. That's where the real tea is at.
Are you sure you want me to talk about that?
Yes. It's
what brings me here is love.
Oh.
Love and taking chances, I guess.
Yes.
You know, that leap of faith.
It took a leap of faith.
It took a very huge leap of faith, actually. A few thousand miles leap of faith.
And how is that oceans. Working out for you so far?
I'm loving it. I'm not regretting a single choice that I've made. And if I'm presented with the same choice again, I'll do it again. And I'm grateful for this opportunity.
Do you think love is powerful?
Love is very powerful.
Because
in the right hands.
You taking it, making you come all the way here. I don't know if you remember, there would have been a time where somebody also came all the way there to prove a point.
that right? is.
And would you call that love too? I think so.
In a sense, way. In a twisted form, it is love.
Yeah.
But love comes in many forms and shapes. But then that love came at the wrong time. See, if it wasn't for the circumstances that led to it,
mm-hmm.
that particular person would not have done that.
Oh, so you felt like they had something to prove.
Exactly. Like, I'd rather a person does that before, without any other influencing factors, just love itself. And then that is a pure form of love.
So you coming here, was this pure?
This, for me,
yes.
I consider it a pure form of love. Like, I'm pretty sure I had or have better things to do.
In Brazil.
Mm-hmm. But then I felt like this is something I cannot miss.
Oh my God.
It's something I really have to.
My best friends are in love. I'm made of honor by the other one. Now I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen this side.
So yeah, it's love is a scary thing, and we should really embrace it and fully understand it before.
I you know, the weird thing is, even though I love you, I love her, I love him, I don't love people the same.
Yeah, it's that is love. Love is never
the same. It's so different for everyone. And even if I was in love and then I fall out of it, or I get over the person and then I fall in love with someone else, it's not the same. I guess it's also because people are different, but I still don't love them the same. And not to say that one is greater or lesser, they're just different.
I feel like with each time we love,
mm-hmm.
we take our lessons from before and we try to learn from them. And even though we're still loving, it's not that we're loving less, it's just that at the same time we're protecting ourselves and we're just trying to do it the right way. And if you're not careful, there's a very thin line between love and obsession.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful with that.
I've had people, I've seen obsession towards me.
Yeah, and people That's always, weird. A lot of people mistake obsession with love, and it's really not.
It's not?
It's not.
It's quite disturbing, but it's a thin line. But you know what? The people that, there's like two people probably in the world that hate me, because hate is strong. Those are people that have loved me before. I feel like love and hate are so close, because for them to be able to hate my guts means that they were close to my guts. I don't know. No, not in a sexual way. Maybe, but
that's a good save.
You know me. Like they're like, I've loved, and even if like we cross paths,
mm-hmm.
I had a full circle moment with one this past weekend. Oh, and I can tell that he really loved me. He was, even though we had the most negative of interactions over the phone.
Yeah.
Recently, he looked happy to see me because he didn't expect to see me. Like, you know, it was
and
a public place.
And that's the funny thing about love.
And I'm like, you're supposed to, you told me I'm a bad person, you hate my guts. But you know when a person's face lights up and he, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, why are you glowing from me being here? And he fully expected maybe for us to embrace. And I was like, keep the same energy. I want to be live on the phone, bitch. But yeah, like people genuinely.
I feel like if you've loved a person once, you can hate them. But
yeah.
That space will always be in your inside somewhere. It might not necessarily be in your heart. It could be in your livers. I don't know, somewhere. But you always have that feeling. You won't necessarily jump to excitement to see them. But you always be like, oh, it's good to see you. You might not say it, but it's there. You can't really hate somebody who you love. And if you do, I don't think that's love.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like people who take a lot of attention to hate you, it's like confused love. And yeah, that, by that I mean bringing me up in rooms where I'm not even there. And it's like, oh, that bitch or that whatever. It's like, why do you pay so much attention? You must have, I must have let you down somehow, which means you were, you hoped I'd be a certain way. Or maybe you hoped me and you would get along, but we don't.
Yep.
You know, the thing about me, okay, I know a lot of people say this. It's like introverts are like vegans. Oh, I'm vegan. Who asked you that? I feel like introverts are like that. But guys, I'm really, all the friends that I've made are people that are either my family or people that decided, oh, you're going to be my friend. I don't have the balls to like really initiate friendships and relationships.
Me neither.
Sometimes there are people that I would quote unquote not like me, but pay attention to me enough to always be bringing me up in a negative way. And I feel like maybe this is somebody that just really wanted to be my friend. And because I didn't take that step, they're like, this bitch. Or something. I don't know. It kind of doesn't make sense. You know, like, what I mean is, like, girls, friends of friends, we've met the chills, you know, that type of situation. And they'll be the first to look at your story, though, the first to look at your snaps. You know, across, always up to date with your stuff. But because they're not close to you or there's no connection, sometimes there's that thing, I'm unapproachable. It's like, I don't really like her. Yeah, no, she's fucking two-faced or she's what. And it's just like very interesting to me because I kind of feel like I know that this is not hate. It's just misunderstanding. I know that, you know, and I know that not everyone will like you. Like they say, you can be the juiciest peach in the world and there'll be somebody that doesn't like peaches.
Somebody that's allergic to peaches.
Yeah, not everyone is going to like you, but some people that pay too much attention to not liking you. Those ones make me curious, and I just feel like, oh, just come get a hug.
Like, yeah, true. Nas once said, sometimes love is just confused admiration. Or is it hate is confused admiration?
Love is confused hate.
Ne? Yes, that.
Oh. Well, no, what he said.
Hate is confused admiration. Hate. Exactly. Yeah.
Because it takes you. Energy, yeah.
The person likes you.
They just don't know how to reach. To connect to you.
Like
you.
Yeah, and because there's not that connection. Even that thing of somebody being so disappointed that you didn't beat them or whatever, then you have an attitude. And it's just like, why didn't you take just, the step in?
And sometimes you're just busy in your own world thinking about something else. You're not necessarily trying to throw shade to the person. You're just preoccupied or you're going through something. Or
Or you're having a so resting bitch face. And because the person really likes
a lot of people always tell me that my first impression or their first impression of me is always this guy that's full of himself and whatever. And it's I don't know. I don't, and for me, I feel like I'm very approachable. But apparently,
Would you say he's approachable?
He is approachable because I was able to talk to him like we've known each other for many times. My first time seeing him, besides being my friend on Twitter, there's no other platform to actually talk. And we don't even talk on Twitter.
Really?
A lot of times people tell me like, Anna, I thought you were just full of yourself. I thought you hated everybody. Like me. No, I thought you didn't like me.
I didn't like you because I knew you were spreading stories about me.
I wasn't. I really wasn't.
I sound like a high school brat. But yeah, okay. This episode is meant to be very short. It's just an introduction of what we'll be doing.
I'm the one that's not approachable.
Yeah, I know you're not. She's coming up in the next episode, guys. I'll introduce her properly.
She's just a teaser.
Yeah, this is just a teaser of what's to come. Is there anything you'd like to talk about? A current topic before we head over to the FMK and the Black Business segment?
So many current topics are very low-key emotional and need a lot of depth and analyzing.
Yeah, and also
I'd rather avoid them.
And also they're interlinked. Sometimes you can't talk about one in isolation.
Exactly.
Because they're quite connected. But 2020 has shown flames and lava.
It has shown us to expect the unexpected. I think we've been living in such conformity and false sense of security that everything will be perfect, when in reality, nothing is what it seems like. Anything could change. I've actually
been shaking people up, because you know what? People will say stuff like, yeah, next year I'll do this, it'll be better next year. And I'm like, so what's changing? The pandemic, exactly. We're still going to be in the middle of a pandemic.
Do it now.
It's not that Corona is going to be like, it's December, guys, goodbye, Earth. No. Coronavirus, it will still be here. And
it's not, we're going to be living with it. Soon.
Yeah. We'll be living with it. And
moving forward, life is going to be very, very different.
Yeah, it is.
And it's best you just take your chances now. If you have the chance, do it now. Don't wait for tomorrow, the next month, next year.
Yeah, no, go ahead and do it. And if you have a lot of time and just sit at home and watch anime like me, do something.
Yeah.
But if it's time to rest, rest.
Try to learn skills too. It don't necessarily mean you have to try to learn how to build a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
But
just like how people are baking bread.
Simple exactly. Things, simple. Start things, off yeah. simple. Start off with something that you like.
I think my cooking and baking has gone a lot better. I'm actually confident I can cook for people now. I never could. could bake. These people are laughing because they don't eat my food. They just see it. They just send them pictures.
Today's meal for me was beautiful.
Yay.
Thank you for the food.
Amen. Okay, so fuck, marry, kill. Male characters. I hope you're open-minded enough to know that you're actually not fucking these people or marrying them. But yeah. It's like, who would you take for life? Who just has to go? Is a kill and whatnot. So, why don't we start with the OG old anime characters? Right?
Alright, let's go.
Fuck, marry, kill, male protagonists. Naruto? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ichigo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna need another one from you.
Luffy.
One Piece. Yes. Those three.
One Piece.
I know who I'm marrying and who's my best friend.
Sasuke, I'm killing.
No, Sasuke is not in it. Or are we doing the male character? Yes. It's the fuck, marry, kill across all boards.
Luffy, Ichigo.
And Naruto
is low-key irritating with his top no jutsu. I'm definitely killing him.
You're killing Naruto?
Aside from his abilities and jutsus, he's good. He's okay. OP. I would love that, but he's very annoying. He's always talking down his enemies. He's making friends with anybody. I feel like sometimes you just need to kill the villain out.
He's like Tanjiro.
Yeah.
Tanjiro makes friends and feels sorry for all the demons. Okay, cool.
A lot of MC characters, they like doing that.
Yeah, even Deku.
Oh my God.
Deku is also about that life. You see Asta also. I'm in the arc where all the elves are reincarnating.
Yeah.
And some of their enemies are like, oh no, let's go fight the other bad guys together, even though we were just fighting.
But it does not make sense. Like,
do you think real life can be like that? Do you think that we can fight with our enemies and then make them friends?
I think we can, but
why doesn't it happen?
Our pride, first of all, our pride would never let us. I would never apologize to my enemy.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is with real life, but unless circumstances forced me in a room with someone who has vased me cock, your puss,
yeah,
basically.
I wouldn't mind if they apologize to me. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, I'm a no problematic person, but if you bring the ugliness out of me, yeah. I already hate you for doing that, number one. So it's just like, you gotta go. Bad vibes. Bye. So yeah, maybe one day we should have a conversation about cut off culture and cancel culture and all of it. Okay, but yeah, let's go back. Fuck, marry, kill.
Luffy,
Ichigo, Naruto. I'm marrying Naruto. Naruto is my best friend. He's, you know, the ninja way, like, guys, motivation, if you ever need to be motivated in life. I would watch that during my exams. and I was looking at my academic record and it's pretty good. Like, I was like, oh, you're smart. I would be watching anime in between my study sessions, and I was only watching Naruto. And he came up against all odds. Nobody liked him. He was a black sheep. And he made sure he worked hard. Because it wasn't
he
like...
He was really treated badly.
It wasn't like Deku who was like, here you go. Okay, no, Deku also didn't just get the powers. He had to learn how to use it. But it wasn't easy for Naruto to learn or to get to where he was. And it kind of helps me because not everything in my life was also easy to get to where I am. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, if he can do it... And there'll be episodes where he's just training.
There's always a lesson to learn from Naruto.
Yeah. So, I'm marrying Naruto. Fucking Ichigo, because Ichigo is what got me into anime. Bleach was one of my first things that I started binging. I think I started watching Death Note, all the others. But, like, here I knew that...
That's when it really resonated.
Yeah, when I was like, okay, cool. And there's many layers to characters. Yes. He's serious. And then he's a relationship with, like, Orihime. And the, like, it was just like, okay, cool. This is it. So I'll have a one-night stand with Ichigo. And he kind of hot. And I feel like he's taller than all of the other guys. Luffy, I'm sorry. But I'm killing him. I'm killing him because... he has grown on me. Like, he has a soft spot for his crew members, and he has a dream that he wants to keep alive. But he's very to the book. He doesn't have... I haven't seen his flaws yet. Mind you, I'm very early on in One Piece. Even though there's 900 episodes out, I'm, like, in the first quarter still. But, you know, like, with Naruto, he has anger issues. He'll make mistakes. Luffy seems a little bit too perfect.
With Luffy...
Yeah. Probably watched further
along. I'm 750 episodes in.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And what I've seen with Luffy is that he doesn't need to know a lot about you. All he needs to do is...
Yeah, will you stand give you by a me? Chance?
If
yes.
you say yes, that's it. That's
yeah,
all he nigger. Needs.
Yeah, He's a good
he's
guy.
He's a straight-up guy. Gullible, if you ask me, but...
Yeah, so you for the FMK, you're killing Naruto?
I'm killing Naruto.
And then?
I'd marry... Ichigo is a bit more responsible compared to Luffy.
Mm-hmm. And then killing Luffy?
Yeah.
No, you're killing Naruto, and so you're marrying Luffy. Oh my gosh.
No, Ichigo.
Oh, you're marrying Ichigo?
Ichigo
and then
is a bit more responsible. And then Luffy. As much as Luffy is a very stand-up guy... All he needs is your word.
Yeah, and then...
He's very trusting. He doesn't lie. He's straightforward, but I feel like that's too gullible in the world we live in.
Yeah, it works for what's happening there in One Piece.
Yes. Okay, and cool. Also the fact that he has trusting crew members. Otherwise, he would have been in a lot of...
Nami is not trustworthy. She is, but... I mean, she's a thief.
If you go further into, you would understand why she's a thief.
Okay.
I just don't want to spoil it for you. But
no, don't spoil it. I'm actually watching
the
it
the whole
now.
Crew is...
I'm watching too much.
The whole crew is very admirable.
Yeah, even Usopp. I also didn't like Usopp because he was such a liar. I was like, bitch, why do you have to lie? Just be honest. You're a punk. Be straight up. And then I realized that...
But I love his courage, though.
Yeah, no. He talks himself into his courage.
Yes.
You can see he's scared, but
he's probably
anyway.
The weakest.
And he knows that.
But he tries to...
Yeah, and I resonate with that because I'm also just like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like... I don't know if any of you guys watch... Oh, now we're getting deep into the anime. This is really an anime episode. Demon Slayer. Zenitsu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Zenitsu.
Yes. I resonate the most with him. He cries through everything. Like, do we really have to do this, guys? We just want to do it. Like,
but,
he wants
he
so much.
It.
Oh, my gosh.
When it's needed,
push comes
he will
to
come
shove.
Through.
Yes. It's like something just awakens in him, and he's like, badass.
At first, I looked at him like, what's wrong with this guy? He's such a punk. He's always crying about everything. But then when I first saw him kill that demon, I was like, yo, you can actually rely on this guy. When he's in the situation, he will come through.
Yeah.
He's somebody you can depend on. It might not look like it, but somebody you can depend on.
Yeah. So, for me, that's Usopp-san. Maybe I didn't like it that it resonated with the weak part of me.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'll also be the same in new situations.
Yeah,
I tell myself, these people can't kill me, and if they do, I'm dead. So I just have to go through it. I'm not gonna die. And
I learned a lot, especially from Zenitsu and Osap, that
yeah.
no matter how scary a situation is, you can go through it as long as just face your fears and just walk straight ahead. You will go through it. Even if you don't succeed, it will still be okay at the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So that's the male version. Do you want us to have a last one with the girls?
Yes. This is something I'd love.
Should we take girls from the same enemy? No. I want to
Let's take from Akame ga Kill.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so who are we taking from that one?
What's the girl with a sword, with a cursed sword?
Akame.
I was doubting myself. Yes. I was like, is it Akame?
Okay, so you know what? Female characters, when they're badass, they're badass. So we're leaving Sakura out of this because she'll die.
I was thinking about it. I was like, no, let's leave Sakura.
Yeah, she needs to go. Okay,
from
so
Fairy Tail, we have
Erza Scarlet.
Erza.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then Kagura from Gintama.
Oh my god. Kagura.
Listen,
you know,
Kagura has a smart mouth without knowing it. She says the
blunt stuff.
The wittiest stuff, and it's like so she didn't blunt. Say anything. She'll sit there, she has said what she said, and then it's like.
And it's like she's ignorant as to what she said.
But she's fucking mean, and she's very strong. And she has a kind heart, and she loves animals.
Yeah.
This is difficult. Sure.
I would marry Kagura.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Erza, Erza is a strong female. I would marry Kagura. Ah, I messed it up. I'd marry
Erza. Akame.
No, it's Gintama.
Kagura, yeah, it's her.
Kagura.
Yeah.
Every time I think of Kagura, I think of the villain in.
There is another Kagura. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's another Kagura. Yeah, no,
but
so.
Anyways, I'd marry Kagura because of how she is, her personality. For me, that's just, it's golden. How blunt she is, straightforward.
She loves food.
Oh my god.
She loves animals.
She's the best. And
she's
overall,
in one of the episodes
strong.
That only made me cry. The sad one with the person that died, her one friend.
Oh, her one friend. Oh my god, that was very sad.
That was so, so sad.
In her family feud.
And I love, oh yes, okay, I think I'm also marrying Kagura because I can relate to her. I love how she tells her daddy shit. We are on the same.
I love
stay away,
how,
leave me alone, you left me all my life anyway, you know, like, I like
I love
that.
How her father loves her though.
Yeah,
her
no,
father
her father
and brother, they both love her in weird ways.
Yeah, in their own way.
Weird forms of love, but love nonetheless.
Sure.
Erza.
I'm fucking Erza. Because Fairy Tail in itself, the whole anime that where she comes from, I don't know, there's this Nux. He has a YouTube channel. He talks about why
mm-hmm.
Fairy Tail is so special. Because there was a time I was binging Fairy Tail and I was like, why do I like this so much? It's not that it's not brilliant, but it gets to you, but it's not like it's the story.
Yeah.
And I realized is that they make you feel like you are part of the story. Like you're a guild member from, you know. And I'll marry her because she's part of a community, like
mm-hmm.
the rest of the Fairy Tail members. And she has layers to her. She's strong, whatever.
She's very responsible.
Yeah, and she feels sad. Like, she has...
She loves in a very, very unique way.
Yeah. And she's a woman and her outfits are very sexy. And, you know...
Yeah, even when she's fighting, she's still sexy.
Yeah.
I'd definitely marry
yes.
her too.
You'd marry her. No, you can't marry two people in two.
Okay, wait, I'll fuck her.
Yeah, I'm also fucking Erza. Oh my god, we're killing Akame. Akame, I feel the anime itself was too short. There were no follow-ups.
The anime was depressing.
It
was beautiful.
It was
very
beautiful.
Sad at the same time.
And the fact that she even killed her own sister.
She had
for
no
love,
choice.
Yeah, it was also kind of like...
It's another
yeah.
form of weird love.
And she carries all the weight of the deaths around her. She was one of the... She's an excellent fighter.
She's
like,
really
if other people were in this fuck, marry, kill, she'd make it out. But
yeah.
No, she just gotta go. I mean, she might as well die. Everybody else on the show died. Like, you'll die.
That's a good one.
They all died.
They
all died, so she gotta go. She gotta see them. You know, remember, like in the last episode,
mm-hmm.
I forgot what the other girl's name was, but she was like, "I'm gonna see everybody soon," and she was like, "Oh, I know that means you're also heavily wounded."
The one that had the lion. Heals,
yeah. So she gotta go so that she can meet her people.
But I feel like her death was unnecessary. She could have been saved.
Yeah, but because they just wanted to.
I think her. Just yeah. The fact that all the members died except for the captain and Akame, but everybody else died, I think it just wrote better for the plot. But her death was really unnecessary.
It was not needed.
She could have been cheated.
Guys, even if it's needed, it's not compulsory. like her death really didn't need to happen. Okay, cool. So now we're just gonna shout out our this week's Black business. I just want to put a disclaimer. I might think they're Black businesses, but I might not have looked it up and see if it's actually Black owned and Black staff and diversity and all of that. But I just want to say Taxi Connect, right? Is that a Black business? We can give them a shout out.
I think it's a Black business.
Yes. It's perfect. Yeah, I'll just keep up doing what you're doing.
It's something that we really need.
Yeah. Coming from first world countries with like Uber and all of these stuff, it's nice to come back home and
feel safe.
Yeah, and feel safe. Because that's one of your biggest worries.
Like safety. I feel like you cannot put a price on your safety.
Yes. And I like that it's affordable. You guys, people would give me money in my first year. People would give me money for dial a cab. I'd go chop the money and take a regular cab. But with Taxi Connect, it's like all you need to pay sometimes is just the extra pickup fee. You know, it's worth it because it's not overly priced. And I was in the street the other day trying to go to Tura, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to try. And he's like, how much do you have? And I was like, the basic fare. And he's like, can't you see? I'm Taxi Connect. You will be safe. And I was like, okay, fine. I have $20. And he was like, cool, let's go. And I was like, it's cute, man. But it's needed. I'm happy that came about. And I hope, because I was also looking forward to the other service where it was only females driving females.
That really has to kick off the ground.
Yeah, that's also a really good initiative.
Reynolds Shiwala. That sounds like a Black person.
Okay, let's see. Reynolds?
I'm not logged in, but you can see the name there under.
Reynolds Shiwala is the founder of Taxi Connect and manages the company's operations. And yeah, shout out to you guys, everybody, students, people going to work. Y'all don't have jalops like me. Taxi Connect is a plug. Let's keep safe. And yeah, I shout it out because it's cheap. Because me, I mince. You know, sometimes you compromise your safety for money. Especially if you're not a rich kid.
That's why I said you cannot put a price to your safety.
But we do. If somebody once gave me $100, like, take Delacab. Delacab was like 60, $80.
I looked
at normal cab being 13, 15, 18, and I was like, you know what?
I think that just has to play with what's deeply ingrained into us as Black people and money. We are told that you have to take care of money, or
we make ourselves.
And if it's expensive, then it's for white people, it's for the rich. When in reality, it's not. Like, pay the price for your safety. You'd rather be safe
than sorry
and broke.
Yeah.
Than rich and sorry.
True. All right, cool. Thank you, guys. See you on the next episode. Bye.
Hi guys!
Oh, Jasmine is Natangwe's girlfriend. So, and we're seeing him off at the airport today. So we just wanted to do an update on our previous discussion because I just felt like the episode was incomplete.
Yeah, that is quite simple.
How do you feel?
I am relieved that he's going because he was making me fat, man.
He was making you fat. You know, it's not a good relationship if you don't gain that weight.
Yeah, it would have been.
Then you're not happy. It means you're stressed.
It would have been really bad. But I'm happy that he's going so that he can, you know, finish what he started.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also sad because he's not like 2 months away. He's like practically almost a year away.
Yeah.
So I have to deal with super long distance and super, super different time zones and super different everything.
Oh, yeah. There's like a 6-hour time difference, right?
Yeah. Five?
Oh, yeah. Five. It's five.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the uncertainty with the pandemic.
Yeah. He's in, unfortunately, in a country that is number 3 in the whole world regarding like the whole pandemic. So we're fucked up. Yeah, but I'll be fine. I think I told him yesterday the problem won't be keeping myself busy. I can keep myself busy. The problem is when it's quiet, like then you're like, ah, shit. Or when I see something, I'm like, ah, shit, he would have loved that.
My only problem with long distance is making up is harder over the phone than in real life.
Yep.
Because the person can just come and be like, okay, let's talk. Or we can hug it out.
We can hug it out. And he's a hugger.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, we'll see. I mean, what can we do? I'm actually more worried about him because he looks like he's about to
burst into tears. You guys still don't understand. It's very lonely studying abroad. It's even worse when you're in a country where there isn't a lot of Namibians. Yeah. Like, there was one day I went to the train station and I heard people speak Afrikaans and I was like, I almost cried, but and they're from SA. And you just feel like, and I would bump into people from SA and I just feel like it's close enough.
Yeah.
Until the only other Namibian I met was my mom. The only time was like at the airport in Germany that I heard people speaking Afrikaans like bastards, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm home. But so you feel it's like a certain loneliness being an international student, especially in a place where there aren't a lot of Namibians.
Yeah, like who why did he, till this day I will never understand why he chose Brazil. They're like big booty people, that's so it's fine.
Because it's big booty people.
Big booty people.
I mean, it's unique. What do I want to ask? In every episode or everyone that comes, we do a fuck, marry, kill. But not with people. Either with situations, places, food, etc.
Yay, let's
do
it.
So, like, fuck, marry, kill, rice, pasta, and porridge. And then which one would you eat forever? Which one would you kill off? And which one would you fuck? You know, basically. Not do you get it?
Literally. Okay, cool.
Okay, but now with you in your situation, we want to do a fuck, marry, kill. With like you and Natangi, right?
Okay.
Would you have rather met him when he was done with his studies? Have things the way they are now? Or met him before he went to Brazil?
God
fuck,
damn.
Fuck, marry, kill.
God damn. Let's see. If I met him when he was done, oh god, no, all those niggas would have just broken my heart. Oh no. Gosh, tati winya with the no. Okay, before, no, he looked like a Gweri before.
Yeah,
no,
so you understand that things are the way they're supposed to be, and it's fine.
Yeah, before he would have been a Gweri, like he was such a Gweri. I've seen pictures.
All of us were gweris, bro.
No, you got this cool gweri, like, oh yeah, cool. Like, you used to wear like your baby fat sneakers with your jeans and your cool little checkered shirts. This one was just a gweri.
Oh, I miss my baby fat sneakers, guys. They were lit.
So definitely, hell no to before.
So you're killing the before.
Killing the before.
And
but then
fucking the
before Natango was
future.
So sweet.
Isn't he still sweet?
I'm dealing with what the other people have done to him. Working through that, you know, step by step. But I just feel like it's not fair that you're treating me like that because someone else did that to you. But, you know, it's a process. But, yeah, I would definitely near kill before Natangwe. Now I'm stuck
and
with
Mary
dream.
With present one.
I would marry during the current one now, and then like totally like just like go fuck like after.
future
Natangwe. It's okay, just penis him. Oh my gosh, what if it was an actual thing I had to choose? But can I fast forward that?
No.
Oh crap, I have to wait that. like I have to erase him from my mind. Like I didn't eat him. We wouldn't even be here. We'd probably be at Kapana right now.
Who, you and I?
Yeah, like if I didn't meet him, like if we weren't a thing, like when was I going to the airport? I met this.
Okay, so wait for you.
I'm sticking to my decision.
Okay.
Well, oh, ask him the same thing, please.
Should I ask him the same thing? Okay, I'll ask him.
But knowing him, he will say after, because then I don't have to go through all this pain.
Yeah.
You know, of knowing. And now I have to be like, oh. He comes.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I have a fuck, marry, kill question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the other time we did it with the anime characters?
Yeah.
Okay. This time,
I'm gonna be this one.
Would you have rather met Jasmine before you went to Brazil? Now, like as it is, or after you are done with your studies? So fuck, marry, kill. Which one would you fuck?
Before I went to Brazil.
You'd marry that one?
Yeah.
Why?
You would have avoided a lot of problems.
Wow.
My life would have been better in terms of financial choices and just life choices.
He's trying to say I'm stingy.
No,
with the dollars.
Guys, you can't be flashing money
when you know.
Yeah.
It would have been a thing of.
I have someone to build a life
to hold
with.
Me
yeah.
back if I'm trying to splash, you know.
Yeah, which I've.
Someone won't, who won't encourage
then
me.
Then you were there telling me.
Stupid. Well, that's a different thing.
No, you were there making fun of the fact that I was refusing to throw away food.
No, yeah. This girl.
No! Don't expose me! Continue the question!
She wanted a doggy bag and you didn't want doggy bags.
No, it's in the house. It's food that's been there for a while.
Oh.
I have this thing where I'm, you know, Hilma throws away. My flatmate is Hilma, guys. Throws away expired food. She does not, like, we do this thing where we clean and we throw away everything that's expired. But I'm just like, guys, that's just like the shelf expiry date. Like, we can still eat it.
So I was like you, but my stomach has been showing me flames, so now I just throw
I refuse,
away.
I'm healthy.
People with tough stomachs.
Yeah.
Healthy,
guys.
Yeah, healthy. Okay, so you'd marry past Jasmine, so to avoid all of the...
Yes.
Okay,
all the heartaches.
But does he understand past Jasmine?
Yeah,
past Jasmine isn't the person who she is today. Her experiences made her who she is.
So,
her heartbreaks, her whatever. But you would rather build with her from who she was?
Yes.
To this.
I feel like she really hasn't changed that much from who she was. Yes, there is change. I mean, change is constant.
Change now. I'm a bad bitch, bro.
Maybe you're a bad bitch now, but you're not a bad bitch then.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. Okay, but also now with past Jasmine, past, do you think I would have stopped you from going to Brazil? Knowing me.
I wouldn't have considered it in the first place, probably.
But past Jasmine would have said,
you have this whole opportunity to go.
I would not consider it in the sense that I wouldn't even dare apply for it.
Oh,
but like, why am I going
to
do abroad if my girl is here, my life is here?
Your girl.
As well.
You know, what?
Nice act.
I did.
So which one are you killing, future or present?
Well, that's a hard... Wow. No, that's a trick question. Because if I say... kill present Jasmine.
What?
I can only kill present Jasmine. Because, I mean, future Jasmine is still amazing, so I'd rather have future Jasmine than present.
She's
Jasmine.
Rolling her eyes.
Can you guys hear me roll my eyes?
Cute, man.
She's really... Hello?
Yeah, why didn't we do this in the beginning? But okay, yes, I'm satisfied. This is a nice first episode.
Yay!
Sentimental! Of my podcast. I recorded others, but I didn't want to release them without finishing this one.
So this one is called what? How to Survive Long Distance App?
No, it's called Taking a Chance.
Damn! Deep.
She had one shot.